This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, wetter conditions and warmer temperatures have set the stage for a more active disease season in Iowa fields. Tar spot and northern corn leaf blight have already made their presence known in several areas, and concern is growing as the crop nears critical development stages. Most growers already have fungicide applications in the plan, but with rising disease pressure, the question now is whether more or heavier treatments will be needed. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
With fungicide applications plans already in place, growers are now weighing whether heavier rates could help manage rising disease pressure. Some in the industry believe a stronger pass first may have eliminated the need for a second trip. Tyler Harp, technical product lead with Syngenta, shares more on that approach and the environmental factors influencing this year's decisions.
We're finding that this year is shaping up to be one of those years that's probably going to have a little bit higher disease pressure than normal. We started off as sort of a cooler spring, and then the heat kind of turned on, but we've continued to have precipitation, which has come in the presence of rainfall or storms, which that kind of rainy weather is what gets diseases going. Diseases like tar spot and southern rust, both diseases which have been reported throughout the Corn Belt already. So we're making sure folks are aware of the risk that that could have to their crop and to make sure that they're doing what they need to do to protect their crop against the yield-limiting aspects of these diseases.
There are agronomic and economic trade-offs when deciding between increasing fungicide rates or making a second application, especially for gray leaf spot and tar spot. Growers must weigh disease severity, crop stage, and input costs to find the right balance between protection and profitability, especially in these times where we're seeing a lot of razor-thin profit margins.
A higher rate of a fungicide will not replace a second application. You may get some extended residual activity with a little bit of a higher rate, but it's not going to be something that's going to give you as much of a return as a second application would under these scenarios of higher disease pressure. The data just doesn't support that. So when you make a fungicide application, we would hope that you're going to get a good performance from that fungicide application. And if disease pressure continues throughout the season a little bit later on, you might need a second application to ensure that you're protecting as much yield as possible. Simply raising the rates will not replace what would normally get from a second application 14 days later.
Harp makes his recommendations for what farmers should be thinking about.
Merivis Neo for corn and soybeans is the fungicide that gives you these very important plant health benefits as well as potent long-lasting disease control. Merivis Neo contains a broad spectrum fungicide. It has diseases like Fusarium ear rot or Gibberella ear rot that are labeled. And so that's really important. So there's not a lot of fungicides that have that on the label. And so that can help reduce mycotoxin contamination. But it also, again, gives you that unprecedented stress mitigation potential that we see in the adapted technology that is a fungicide contained in Merivis Neo. That's going to give you an overall more likely scenario of a profitable application because you're protecting that plant not only under the presence of disease, but also in the presence of abiotic stress, which come from heat or drought.
With disease pressure showing up earlier this season and weather uncertainty ahead, fungicide decisions this year carry even more weight. Finding the right approach now can help protect both yield and long-term crop health. To learn more about Merivis Neo, visit with your local Syngenta retailer. And as always, be sure to read and follow label directions when making any fungicide applications. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.